here we go, question number one. What is the difference between awareness of present moment and silent awareness of present moment? Step one is not silent. What are the differences? Okay, the first step is just being in the moment, no past, no future. You know the present moment because of exclusion. It's not the past, it's not the future, so there's only one thing it can be, the present moment. So if you've not got any thoughts, not looking backwards, you're not looking forward, right now, it must be the present moment. So that's how you know what the present moment is. But the silence in the present moment is not giving a commentary to what's happening. An example of that, suppose you are watching there's a lot of people from, sometimes it's Sri Lankan people, I say cricket match. Suppose you're watching a tennis match. Well, no, let's go better than that. You're watching a soccer match, and it is between, there's a lot of people from Malaysia here, from Malaysia and Australia. They're playing the soccer. Now, if you listen to the commentary from Malaysian TV, and you listen to the commentary from Australian TV, it'll be very different. Malaysian TV, Australia's never scored a goal, that was offside. The referee must have been blind. And Australian TV, no, it was not offside, it was a clear goal. Because all commentary is biased. Which is why it's very interesting, instead of listening to the commentary, if you watch the TV, turn the sound off and just watch the match without any sound. You know, I did that once on an aircraft, because it had these screens coming down and there was a movie on. And I didn't have any headphones. But actually, I watched the movie without any headphones. And it was Armageddon. And it... With I don't know if you remember that movie. And I was roaring with laughter. I was kidding myself. Because it was the most funny thing. If you take off the sound and the commentary, it's actually stupid. It really is. Because I remember seeing on this screen, they had this spacecraft, and they were going to some asteroid because it was going to hit the Earth. You know it wasn't going to hit the Earth, it was a movie, okay? So they had, and they went to the, and one of the guys there, it was the hero, I forget some big sort of actor, he hit this asteroid, and I think something wrong with the spacecraft must have been. And there was explosions and sparks, and they went down the cliff, and more explosions and more cliffs. And, you know, it went on for about 2 or 3 minutes, you know, the special effects. And then so many explosions, so many, you know, huge impacts. And then it went silent. And then you saw the hand come up. And then the hero. No one would be able to survive such an impact. You know, just one of those crashes would have killed everybody. But he and his hair was perfect. And not a bead of sweat, no marks on him at all. It was absolutely crazy. And as soon as I saw it, I burst out laughing. And I was just, people thought I was crazy. Because now, when you got the sort of music and the commentary, you feel a great sense of relief. That's why the commentary always distorts reality. So if you just turn the sound down, do that next time you watch the TV, your favourite programme, turn the sound down, and then you find it just absolutely stupid, it's banal, and you worry why you ever watch that sort of stuff. But it's a commentary which creates the interest sometimes. So that's why in the present moment awareness, you've still got a commentary going on, just like on the TV. But then you turn it down, so it's mute. So you're looking at life without a commentary. And then actually if you're watching a soccer match or you're watching a movie or watching anything, you get all the information you need. You can see for yourself. You don't need the commentary to tell you what's going on. And in fact, you probably can see it much clearer than the commentator. Which is why, stop the commentary inside, and that is silent, present moment awareness. Much closer to the truth. Next question. I really...